The Debt Snowball.
To get free resources to take control of your money, go to DaveRamsey.com.
One man, one goal. Yeah, one vision.
The Rod Arquette Show on Talk Radio 105.9 KNRS.
All right, welcome back to the Rod Arquette Show on this Monday. We begin a brand new week, another exciting week coming up. Here on the Rod Arquette Show already, we've got some great guests lined up, and hope you stay with us Monday through Friday from 4 to 7 right here on Utah's Talk Radio, 105.9 KNRS. Listen, and you'll know. Well, we talked in the last hour about this new poll out from the from Morning Consult. Tommy Burr over the Salt Lake Tribune wrote about it today, and the fact that shows Utah's support of Donald Trump has dropped significantly since he took office. Matter of fact, ranking now a state where the drop has been more prevalent than in most other states around the country. And I, you know, we talked to you about why. I still can't believe the poll, to be real honest with you. But there are a number of accomplishments that I listed that President Trump, in just 1 week, and it was last week, did. When it came to trade agreements, the Supreme Court, foreign policy, you name it. There was a lot achieved last week. And, you know, Donald Trump, make America great again, is what his campaign was all about. But America keeps on winning regardless who is president, if you think about it. And I don't think the American people oftentimes get enough credit for what we do each and every day. Joining us on our Newsmaker line to talk about that is Joel Kotkin, a professor of urban studies at Chapman University in Orange County. He's on our Newsmaker line right now. Joel, great to have you back on the show. Joel, a few weeks ago, there was a debate between Barack Obama and Donald Trump over who is responsible for the recovering economy. What do you make of that, Joel?
Well, of course, you know, they'll take credit if things are going well, and they'll blame someone else if they're not. But I do think that it's now been long enough that we can see the outlines of, at least for the time being, that Trump's policies have certainly worked better for middle and working class Americans. You know, the wealthy did very well under Obama, so, you know, you can't really criticize them there. But I think fundamentally, you know, you really just have this situation, which is really, you know, quite difficult, which is that you have an economy that is growing, but it's growing in a very different way than it did under President Obama. And, you know, frankly, as a student of history, it's very similar to what you would have expected, which is, you know, President Trump was elected by, you know, basically middle-class suburbanites, people in parts of, you know, the Intermountain West, parts of the Midwest, parts of the South, where making goods is actually something people do. Developing energy sources is something that people do. And so those parts of the country have picked up really nicely. And now, oddly enough, New York and California in particular are actually beginning to lag the national averages. You know, there's been really kind of a change in the geography of prosperity in the last, I would say, 18 months. It doesn't mean that, you know, San Francisco isn't has phenomenal amounts of wealth. It's just that the growth has slowed. And I think, you know, demographically, you got to look at where are people moving, and they're moving to places in the South, in the Intermountain West, and they're moving away from the coast, you know, Northeast and California, and that has accelerated quite dramatically in the last 3-4 years.
Joel, I love how you write, despite the fact it doesn't matter who is president of the United States, the real strength of America, the greatness of America comes from America itself. What do you mean by that, Joel?
Okay, I mean, basically, we're the only country in the world that has an enormous physical plant, you know, just, you know, resources, food, all that good stuff. Second of all, has a innovative culture, which is really you know, one of the critical things that we have, you know, really going for us. And then we are, at least for now, although this could be getting squandered, we have a demographic advantage. In other words, we have a younger population. Our labor force is growing a little bit more than most countries, certainly a lot more than, let's say, Western Europe or Japan or China, for that matter. So our demographics are stronger. So we really have these three things. We have demography, innovation, and then what tends to be ignored on the coast is the enormous resources that this country has, whether it's oil, coal, gas, food, copper. You could go through the whole list. And these are things that none of our industrial competitors have nearly as much as we do. Countries that obviously have lots of natural resources, but they don't have our technology. And then of all the high-end advanced countries, we're the only ones with something close to replacement fertility rates. And at least for the time being, we still take quite a few immigrants.
Yeah. Do some of our competitors, like Germany or Japan or China, do they have some of these things, but they don't have all of them, Joel,
That's exactly right. For instance, if you take Germany, I've been looking at the German economy. It is unbelievably dependent on the export of capital goods, and most particularly cars.
Mm-hmm.
I mean, literally, it's a one-trick pony. That's all they've got. They don't have a huge finance sector. They don't have, a world-leading tech sector. They have a lot of great industrial companies that really are very export-oriented, but that's their entire economy. They're having terrible energy problems because they don't really have natural gas like we have, so they got to buy it from the Russians, and their demographics are terrible. So I think that you can go by each of our competitors and say yes, this one has this and this one has that. I mean, Germany's manufacturing expertise is second to none, except for maybe Japan, but both countries have terrible demographics and limited resources.
Joel, what about, and as I was reading your article and just listening to you now, did Donald Trump, I don't know if he knew this or not, really tap into something with his slogan, Make America Great Again? Because America prides itself on being the best country in the world. We felt maybe for a period we weren't. Did he tap into the Americans and their feeling of greatness?
I think he did. I don't often say this. I agree with Hillary Clinton that America already was great. I think the idea that America wasn't a great country until Donald Trump came along is probably a bit of an exaggeration. But I think he caught something, which is the progressive left, and I consider myself as having come from the left, more or less. The progressive left has become increasingly anti-American. It cannot sort of square progressivism with national identity. They can't square progressivism with middle-class values. As the progressive left has become, really in many ways, you can almost say anti-patriotic. Mm-hmm. Some of the behavior, going around and following, people who you don't agree with into restaurants, is that something that we do? That's like something out of the Cultural Revolution in China.
Yeah.
And so I think that we really have to be quite aware that Trump did catch on to something, because the America that's great for many of the progressives is New York, San Francisco, Apple computers, Hollywood, their mm-hmm. world, mm-hmm. And then the rest of the country is basically a place where if it's pretty enough, maybe they'll deign vacation.
Final question for you, Joel. You write at the end of your article about the fact that America needs political and media figures who actually understand our fundamental strategic advantages. You're a historian. Look past Trump and Obama. Was there another president prior to those two who recognized this?
Well, of course, the great presidents, Roosevelt, Truman certainly saw that. Teddy Roosevelt. And I think in the era of Eisenhower and President Kennedy, it was so self-evident that, it was something that was very clear. I mean, right now, if John Kennedy was running for president, he'd be running on the right wing of the Republican Party, probably.
Yeah, probably.
But I think there were, I think, as somebody who worked for the Democratic Leadership Council, I think Bill Clinton, in many ways, for all his flaws, understood the greatness of the country, if not from his own personal biography. I think President Obama had enormous opportunity to do that, and when he was a candidate, he made me very proud to be an American. It's that I think he didn't really believe it, which was sort of a problem.
On our newsmaker line, Joel Kotkin. He is with Chapman University out of Orange County, professor of urban studies, talking about America. It's Americans who make this country great, not the presidents. Regardless of the presidents, we seem to do quite well. All right, more coming up on the Rod Arquette Show and Utah's Talk Radio, 105.9 KNRS. Listen, and you'll know.
Rod Arquette!
And our sponsor this half hour on the Rod Arquette Show is Otmo and Otmo.com. You know, this state has a reputation of really coming together when there's a problem, an issue that we need to deal with. Somehow we find the will to work together. And that same concept is now being applied by Otmo.com when it comes to your car's warranties. It's a cost-sharing program. With Otmo, you'll feel like you're actually part of something, something that you want to help other people defray the high cost of getting your car repaired and making sure it is paid for under a warranty. That's what Otmo.com is all about. You know, with Otmo, they cover everything. You're covered for any electrical or mechanical issue. And with Otmo, there is no contract. Membership is based on a month-to-month basis. You can cancel any time. And right now, they've got a terrific offer going on for you. 50% off either a monthly or yearly subscription to Otmo.com. So what are you waiting for? All you do is have to dial #250 on your cell phone, keyword is Otmo, and ask about their new member discount. That's why I've joined Otmo, and I recommend you should do the same. Check it out today, Otmo, OTMO.com. Here's Abby now with the news update.
Thanks, Rob. Massive traffic.